Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Thanks for getting up. Thanks for doing what you do.
And for you as well. We're speaking very early in the morning as I'm looking at the headlines, and I see Special Counsel Robert Mueller has issued grand jury subpoenas in the Russia inquiry. Some of the subpoenas were related to Michael Flynn, according to the New York Times, the former National Security Advisor, of course, but it's unclear who else was named.
Yeah, well, we know that Flynn and Manafort are subjects of great interest in the press and in other places, and it wouldn't surprise me one bit to see that the grand juries would be looking at this also. Trump was in West Virginia last night reiterating over and over again that what we were seeing was unfair, that it was a witch hunt, and that he has absolutely no connections to Russia, Russian business arrangements, or anything else. A grand jury, of course, gets sworn testimony. You lie to a grand jury and you go to jail. The White House's outside lawyers are saying that they have not been approached for any materials or anything like that. We'll see. Grand juries can basically be used as a lever to get information, even if you give some people legal protections of one kind or another and respect their Fifth Amendment rights by saying you won't be prosecuted. So what we have is an ongoing investigation, and it has real complications because at the same time this is happening, you have two bipartisan proposals floating around the Senate, which would basically make it almost impossible for Mueller to be fired. We do know that General John Kelly, the new chief of staff, has told Sessions that he would not be fired. That was in this morning's papers. So if you can't fire Sessions, how do you fire Mueller? At the same time, you have to be cognizant of the fact that these people don't always tell the truth, although it would be hard to say that about General Kelly, because in the past, he has been a stand-up guy who's been admired by everybody. Whether or not he has the kind of authority a chief of staff would have to have in all of this is another whole story, and we'll see. Because, of course, David, in this administration, people have a way of getting fired unexpectedly. As Mueller goes forward with a grand jury, not in Virginia, where one was first impaneled, but in Washington, D.C., remember the grand juries in Virginia might be more Republican than grand juries in Washington, D.C., in terms of the people who are seated there. So it advances the entire story. The people in the Senate are doing their best to make sure that Mueller cannot be fired, and if he is fired, that he has recourse, because there is a question here of separation of powers and whether or not the Congress can in any way stand up to the firing of Mueller. Remember that Mueller is not a special prosecutor because the Congress, in its great wisdom, went out of its way to get rid of the special prosecutor law. It was a stupid move, but they did it. And Democrats and Republicans both participated because both parties have had bad experiences. So that is where we are right now.
Now, of course, is the recess, which has just started for Congress. And an article in the Washington Post this morning, Alan, it says it's not going to be much fun for Republicans by their own account because of what they failed to get done.
Well, yeah, this is like three-dimensional chess. On the one hand, you have the entire Mueller White House investigation. On the other, you have politics in that while Trump has a dismally low national rating, he does very well among Republicans. So what the Republican senators are all afraid of is that if they go too far off searching for truth, that they will be primaried and that they will lose. And Trump has certainly made it clear that he doesn't mind going after the Republicans in Congress as well as the Democrats. So they're scared to death of the guy, and whether or not they will jump the line and come after him, which would mean, of course, that they might get caught up in an electoral revolt in the country, much as we've seen after Watergate and other places. And therefore, Republicans have to be a little bit worried on both sides, the political side, as well as that point at which you say, hey, I'm an American, I want to do what's right, and damn be the consequences.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you as always. Have a great weekend. Listeners, the same, and we'll catch up on Monday.
Yes, we will, David. You'll be working very hard. My understanding is you're going to be stepping in for Joe while he does a little vacation.
Indeed, I will. I'm actually very excited about sitting down with the whole roundtable panel to have some thoughtful discussion.
We'll have fun.